Hello and welcome to Empower Others radio show. We hope that while you're with us today, you'll hear a relevant kingdom teaching or inspiration that will aid you in becoming your best you. Sit back, relax, and prepare to be empowered. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Empower Others radio show. This is your host, Valerie Burrell, and I am grateful and thankful to have with me as my co-host on today, one of my daughters from Bluefield College, Cynthia Brown, a beautiful, 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 beautiful inside and out, wonderful gift. Cynthia, thank you for being with me today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. Cynthia is a senior, a rising senior at Bluefield College. She's a soccer player, a football player, whichever one you want to call it. She kicks a little round ball, and she does a phenomenal job with that. She also works with basketball as a statistician. Cynthia is a voice. She's not easily swayed, and she's not easily deterred. When you wrong her, you're going to hear about it. But when you right her, she'll celebrate it. And that's one thing I love about her. I love her boldness. I love her candor. And I love the way she loves. And so that's why she's with me today. Cynthia, I think back. I can't recall the very moment that we encountered each other that I instantly fell in love with you. I guess it had to have been a basketball game.
I think it was a basketball game. I think that you went to the table, and of course you introduced yourself to everyone there, and I think I was a new person. You just met me with love and care. I think that was the first time.
Yeah, yeah. That's what it's all about for me, love and care. You know, before
always.
We came on the air, always love and care. Before we came on the air, we were just sort of chit-chatting about our conversation today, and she said something to me that sort of sparked something. Because we're going to talk about, you know, how we cope. But she said.
Hello?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Now I can.
Okay. The many young people that go through life and they don't have the guidance, they don't have the coach, they don't have someone to give them the instruction and insight they need to aid them in navigating their path. In your moment of saying, we need a coach, what does that mean to you? What does that look like to you? And why is that important to you in this stage of your life?
I think for me personally, I can't speak for others on my soccer team, but as of now, I think I have a lot of questions that I personally feel more comfortable talking to you about, someone of a leader and a figure as of you. The questions that I feel like my coach couldn't answer, and a lot of them are spiritual questions, and some of them I feel like you might have the answers to, you might not, but you can lead me in the right direction. I think right now, graduating next year, I don't know what my next step is. You want to know, you think you might know, but as a senior, you really never know. I think we all hit that point where we feel like we aren't on the right path or we're going down the wrong road. And right now I kind of feel that way. And it'd be nice to have a leader and a coach there helping me along the way, pushing me to be the best me I can be.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's what I'm all about. I want everybody to be the best that they can be. I do. I mean, that's just how it is. And you know, when having been on campus for some time, there are a lot of struggles that students have that people may not even understand. Like, they think that you all are just there and you're acting out and being silly and, oh, sometimes you're going to class. But can we talk a little bit about what are some of the emotions that you all go through as college? I've dealt with a lot of things, and there's anxiety, there's depression, there are eating disorders, there's sleepless nights, there are, you know, relationship woes, you know, dealing with the class, dealing with the sports, so many things. Can you share with our listening audience a little bit about your journey, Cynthia, some of the things that you've endured and overcome in your educational journey?
Yes, ma'am. I think it's hard. I think it's hard being, for one, a student athlete. You have this stress on you and this baggage on your shoulder, having to be not only good on the field, but excellent in the classroom. You expect nothing but the best from people, and like they do for us. We get sleepless nights. I know on road games, we'll come back at 4 a.m., and I'll have an 8 a.m. class the next day, and I have to go to that. So those days, I don't get sleep. And it's kind of like, when do you add studying in? It's hard. I think the biggest thing for me is, with being a senior, kind of understood that, and I kind of like developed how to deal with it. Me is my family. I'm about 6 hours away from home. I barely could get involved for things. You're missing things like funerals that you have games for, you know. You have, my sister just got pregnant. I pray for an amazing pregnancy with her. And I couldn't be there to share some of the moments she had. I mean, and to me, I'm a big family person. I think that hurt me in my school-wise. Mm. Not being in the loop with things with my family, I think, quite hurt. My mom once told me that she would kind of not put so much pressure of the family on me because she knew I already had so much. And that kind of hurt me because I think Ms. Val understands a lot that we're big family people. We want to be involved in everything. We want to be able to help. But it comes to a realization that you can only do so much while in college. Mm-hmm. I mean, meal plans to mm-hmm. – I'm a bio major, and that's stress enough to be in a bio
right,
major.
Right.
And with being a student and athlete, the athlete part is tiring, especially during season. I'll go to a soccer game. I'll go to practice. And then I'll go to a basketball game to help with stats, like you said, or football or mm-hmm. volleyball. It's just people think that you're living your life that you want to do 24/7, but a lot of times it revolves around other activities that you might not have planned out when going to college. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's kind of setting me up for the real world. But at the same time, it's kind of like I want to step back. I want to breathe. I want to take a second. But it's not like that. You can't really breathe. You might have your weekends every now and again, but very, very few weekends you can have fun and you can actually sit down and enjoy yourself and take a load off. This past semester, it was challenging. I know you heard from a lot of students about that.
Absolutely.
It had the lab classes online. I don't think I've obtained that much information online doing a lab. So it was hard. It was definitely hard. It's challenging.
You know, with Bluefield College being, as it shares, a Christ-centered, student-focused campus where their mission is to develop servant leaders that will go out in the world and make a difference. Has it been important to you or helpful to you to have that component as a part of your educational journey, to know that every week you can get a little sip of guidance spiritually to aid you and strengthen you on your journey? How important has that been, or is that important to you in this stage of your life?
Oh, it's very important. I must say that I had the gratitude of having you to baptize me here at Bluefield College, and that was a definitely memorable moment. I had Savannah to do it with me. I had one of my close friends, my sister now in Christ, to do it with me. And it's an amazing moment. We take classes like biblical where I learn about the Bible, which I never grew up on. I have so many questions about it, and I'm still learning. So I'm so happy to have people like Dr. Olive and Dr. Flowers to be able to ask questions and to go to chapel on Wednesday. It's kind of like a relief throughout your week. You finally mm-hmm. can have that time to yourself and to Christ. Sometimes I'll sit there. Don't judge me on this, Ms. Val. I'll pay attention to it, but sometimes I don't. Sometimes I might sit there and I'm talking to him myself. I might not know what else it's talking about, but I'll just sit there because I know I have that hour in that day where I can just focus on me and my spiritual beliefs, and I can talk to them.
Yeah. You know, you talk about that baptism. I go back because I've got clips from when I baptized you and Savannah and Sierra, and when I baptized some of the guys, even the basketball team, I go back and I look at those moments and I'm like, wow, wait a minute. I might have made an impact. I might have made a difference.
So much of an impact. There's no might of it. There's, you have made an impact. I talk to Savannah all the time. When we were talking to Sierra, you made such an impact. She says you literally, like, just give your love out. There's no doubt about that. I know that if I'm going through anything, I can call you on the phone.
Yeah.
Anytime, anywhere. I know that's never a second thought in my mind.
Oh, that's sweet. You know, that's sort of my heart's thing. And even with this lunchtime inspiration, it's about letting people know that you're not alone. And I think that was the one thing that God impressed in my spirit so heavily when I came to Bluefield College and was employed in admissions, that when I got on that campus, there were so many students that needed love, they needed guidance, they needed to know that somebody cared. And it was so evident to me that they weren't getting it, you know? It just wasn't there. I know how much they talked about it, but it just wasn't happening. And that just became heavy in my heart to just be Mama Val. That's what I became in a matter of no time. I became Mama Val, and I just sort of live that out because I want you all, as young people and adults alike, I want you all always to know that there is somebody that cares, somebody that loves, somebody that doesn't want to take over your life, because that's not what I desire to do. But I desire to give tools and information to equip everybody to walk out their best life according to God's plan. And that's something that I see in you, Cynthia. Like, you're a natural leader. And even in some of the challenges that you've gone through with the college, it never dampened your spirit. You never gave up. You kept pushing. What is that inside of you that allows you to keep pushing?
I think it's how I was raised. We was raised in a family with my dad and my brother most of the time, and he never let us quit with anything, ever. And it's challenging, not only with the things I went through with the college, but with the disease I got diagnosed with at the college. It was definitely a hardship and a hard time. I think I went through you could see all over my face at basketball games. You look at me like, are you okay? I mean, of course I would say yes, but inside I was not. It was an awful time. I think then I got blessed with a boyfriend, and with me finding myself again, he led me to find myself. He didn't push me down that path, but he walked with me. And I think that was an amazing help to me, not only having that, but my friends and family that surrounded me, like, you got this. This is a sure reminder of me having this. You would send me messages, and you're like, you're good? You got this?
Yeah.
Keep going. And I was like, I can keep going. I just kind of had to keep pushing. It was kind of keep giving myself a push in the back to, you can do it. Mm-hmm. You have to relax, know that things will come to you, and don't force things.
Yeah, yeah. I know that as I watched you, the reminder, greater is he that's within me than he that's in the world. That, you know, some of the struggles you came up with, you know, that was my prayer. God, let her understand that greater is within her and that she can get through this. And so as I watched you triumph through the diagnosis, triumph through other challenges, it was such an amazing thing to watch you grow before my eyes, and to know that you were leaning and depending on God in a way that you've not done before. It was just an amazing thing. And I still watch you. And y'all, her boyfriend, he's so cute. He's so cute. He's so cute. I mean, he's just a good guy. He's a good guy. Like, I love how he pays attention to her. And that's the one thing about God. God knows what we have need of better than we know ourselves. And even with that, when you said God blessed you, he did, because that young man saw in you what God showed him, not what his natural eye saw. But he saw that, okay, yeah, she's attractive, but I believe with everything that's in me, God allowed him to see the beauty of who Cynthia is, and that's what he was drawn to. And it's so evident in how he takes care of you. So that's another thing that happens with young people. They come to college thinking that they got to find that man, they got to find that woman, they got to find that connection. But I try to encourage them to know that you need to do this in God's timing and allow God to do the choosing for you and not be led by your flesh, because doing that will cause you some grief.
Definitely. I think it's hard because you compare yourself. There's so many social media sites and you compare yourself to other people that just graduated. They're getting married. They're doing this. And people think that there's a timeline for things that you have to do. And I'm not a believer of that. I don't think there's any timeline. I think things come and go as they please. And I think that you have to go through your own path. People walk mm-hmm. different steps. I got saved at this age. Some people get saved when they're 4 years old and grow up in it. But mm-hmm. I don't think it's ever too late for anything. And I think that's a realization I had to come to since being one of the younger kids in my family. I had to not compare myself to my older siblings.
That's good. For young people who may be listening now or will listen later all across the world, who aspire to be a student athlete, aspire to be a biomed, seeking, one who could be whatever she desires, one who's doing great things. What are some of the things that you would share with young people to encourage and inspire them, Cynthia, to keep going? A lot of people right now, especially young people with the changes in the education system, and, I've already gotten emails about, the college where I am right now, they're not allowing students back on campus in the fall, so everybody has to go strictly to online. So many things have changed. What can you share from your experience to inspire them to stay the course?
Don't stop. I said, if you have your dream on something, you have your eye and your goals on something you want to do, there's going to be hardship. There's going to be challenges. But the best thing that you can do is pray. You can lean on God. You can lean on leaders like Ms. Val. And you can pray about it. And you can do it. I can't tell you how many times I've prayed for the same exact thing. Did it happen overnight? No, ma'am. But it happened when I needed it to. And I mm-hmm. think that's what had to happen. I couldn't play mm-hmm. last year praying about it. And I was really upset. Like, why didn't you answer my prayers? You weren't ready. That's basically the answer that I got from him. And I couldn't agree more. I could not only physically, but emotionally and mentally, I was not ready. So things mm-hmm. happen when he wants it to happen, but you have to put in the work also. Mm-hmm. Praying is one thing, but you have to walk with him also. You can't just do mm-hmm. it when you want something. I think that's a big sign that I had to learn from him, was I pray only when I needed something. And I've started to pray a lot more just for thanks. Thanks mm-hmm. for waking me up this morning. Thank you for putting these people in my life. There's a lot of things that you have to keep pushing to. It's not easy. I will never want to tell you that it's easy, but you can make it a lot easier on yourself. For the people that are wanting to be student athletes and they want to be bio majors, chem majors, put your goals out there. Let it be known. And if anything gets in your way, you don't stop. That's just the devil getting in your way, and you don't let him stop you. You keep mm-hmm. pushing through it. You keep fighting, and I'll be at my own testimony. It will work, and you can do it. I have one more year left. Technically only 9 credits. I can finish in December, but you can do it. You can be done, and you can keep going. It's something else always next. My mom told me that. There's something else always next.
Always. Always next. Always. Even with where I am now, I keep telling people I'm getting ready for my next. I mean, I just bought a T-shirt that said I'm stepping into my next, because I literally know that even with all that I do, there is something.
You do a lot, next. Val. You do a lot. Yes, ma'am.
I love my assignments. That's just what it is. I love what I do. I love what God has given me to do. I love being able to help others. And that's just who I am. So I'm appreciative. We do have a few callers on the line right now. If you have a question or a comment, something to even encourage Cynthia on her journey today, you can press 1 and we can bring you live. Wow, my heart is full. Like, you don't even understand. My heart is so full today. Just listening to the strength in your voice and just recalling some of the conversations we've had and seeing the look on your face and knowing that you were in a place, but just to hear you today, to hear your sound, man, it does my heart so good. It does my heart so good. Just to hear your sound. It does my heart so good.
You woke me up. You woke me up when you asked me at a basketball game. You're like, I can tell something's wrong. You wouldn't exactly say those words, but I can tell how you were looking at me. I'm like, I had to reevaluate myself. So a big thank you to you. I really had to reevaluate myself. I'm glad to say I'm Dean's List this semester. I have academic internships next semester, and it's turning around. It is truly turning around.
Amen. Amen. We give God praise for that. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Yes,
listeners,
ma'am.
Thank you. Listeners, thank you so much for joining us today for Lunchtime Inspiration with Cynthia Brown, another one of my daughters that God blessed me with. Being a part of Bluefield College. Keep your ears open for her. Cynthia has some advocacy stuff in her, and I believe that it's going to come out. It's going to come out. She has a voice. I'm telling you, she has a voice, and she's going to start releasing some things. I know it's coming, and I'm so ready to support her in all that God gives her to do as she continues her journey to greatness and becomes everything that God wants her to be. This has been a phenomenal week. I had my godmom with me Monday, and Smiley Tuesday, Ashley Wednesday, Sierra yesterday, and Cynthia today. Those are all young women that became a part of my life at Bluefield College that have been a blessing to me, and they shared that I was a blessing to them as well. So I'm thankful. Always here at the Empowerment Place, it is our desire that every day you do something to empower yourself. But after you've been empowered, you take the responsibility to empower someone else. That's how I live. That's how I live. That's what I live. I'm always willing to aid someone in becoming everything that God would have them be. So we say God's richest blessings to you as you continue this day. Many people are celebrating holiday early. Enjoy to the fullest. I say to my brothers and sisters, be safe, be watchful, be prayerful. Share love this weekend. If you don't do anything else, share love. Let God be made manifest through your love for one another. And while you're doing that, you're going to be empowered. So take that time and empower someone else. We say God bless you to each of you. Cynthia, thank you again. Listeners, join us again on tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Yes, it is July 4th, but we're going to be here with Pastor Linda for Seeking Truth at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. We invite you to join us for another epic time in the Word. We love you. God bless you. Have a great weekend.